Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Brent Venables and the Oklahoma Sooners get ready for their first season as a member of the Southeastern Conference. But before that, guys, there's work to be done this spring. And these are three big questions that the Oklahoma Sooners absolutely need to answer. And we will start with number one. Again, guys, anytime you got a new quarterback or there's some sort of quarterback controversy or there's just a brand new player at that position taking over, that's probably going to be your lead storyline in the spring, and certainly that is the case for OU. My first question for the Oklahoma Sooners that needs to get answered is this. Is Jackson Arnold ready to lead the Sooners into life in the SEC? Oklahoma folks, first things first, appreciate you all tuning in. Thank you all so much for showing love to SECU. But a word of caution to the folks in Norman. If you don't have the right guy under center, let me tell you this right now. You don't have the right guy under center. If that gets exposed, folks, it's going to be a long year. Because if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a chance in this league, right? Week after week after week, if you're not SEC caliber at QB1, you will be exposed. and you will be exposed on a weekly basis, and it's going to lead to a season of heartache. Now, the good news for Oklahoma is this. Jackson Arnold has all the tools. He's got all the talent in the world. He's got the skill set. We saw it against Arizona in the bowl game. Although there were some lows, no doubt, there were many highs, and there was a lot of good signs of, hey, this guy can be a big-time passer, big-time quarterback. But it's about emerging and taking that next step and emerging into that role. Hey, first spring for Jackson Arnold as QB1. Is he ready to take over and sort of be the face of the franchise and be that guy? This is going to be a huge spring for Jackson Arnold to continue to develop, to take what happened in that bowl game, maximize the good things, work on the things that, hey, the good news is a lot of those mistakes against Arizona, they were correctable mistakes. They aren't things that I think he's going to have to, or he will carry over, if you will, into his first season starting in the SEC. I think these are things that can be fixed. I think they will be fixed. But is Jackson Arnold ready to be that guy? Is Jackson Arnold ready to be one of the SEC's best? Because if Oklahoma, you know, the over-under win total, I think 6.5 in Vegas, if they're going to surpass that, and if they're going to surprise, a lot of it's going to be because Jackson Arnold was that dude. Is he ready to be that dude? Pivotal spring for him, and going to be really, really fun to watch him in the spring game and just see how far he has come and what steps forward he has taken in a short amount of time. Guys, my second big question for the Oklahoma Sooners is this. Where do the answers come from on the offensive line?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
OU was gutted, guys. OU was gutted via the portal, via graduation, the draft, whatever. And again, the two areas in the SEC that you don't want to have question marks are quarterback and line of scrimmage, specifically the offensive line. Because again, it's going to be a different beast in the SEC. It's going to be a different beast when your conference opener is against the front seven of the Tennessee Volunteers. It's going to be a different beast, guys. Bottom line, point blank, you've got to have the answers up front. Now, the good news is this. When I think Oklahoma, I think elite offensive line play. Like, I look at Oklahoma, they're recruiting. They've got the bodies, they've got talent. But it's going to be a lot of fresh faces. It's going to be a lot of newcomers, a lot of new guys that have got to slide in and play much better, guys. The offensive line was not good last year. It was not good. And now you got to replace all those guys. Here's the thing, though, I will say. Maybe you can look at it as a positive, right? I think experience is actually one of the most overrated things in college football, because if it's not good experience, right, if it's guys who have gotten their asses whipped for four consecutive years, what good does it have if you got a fifth-year senior? Well, he ain't been worth a damn for 4 years. Who gives a damn he's back for a fifth? So I think some new blood on the offensive line could spell really positive things. But this is where you're kind of tooling around. I know it's spring ball and you're going against your own guys, so it's like, if you see them dominate in the spring game or if you see them get bullied in the spring game, you can't draw conclusions from it, but getting closer to finding your best five. And right, if you're an Oklahoma fan, I think in the spring game, you at least want to see some continuity, right? You want to see some flashes. You want to see some glimpses that there's going to be a step forward taken. And if there's only two things that Oklahoma's got to get fixed and get right before kickoff this fall, the O-line and the quarterback position are those two things. Because if you don't have those two things, like I mentioned, week in, week out in the SEC, you will be exposed. It's not just lip service. We don't just say it because it sounds cool. It's a line of scrimmage league in the Southeastern Conference. OU got to find some answers on the offensive line. Guys, before we go any further, I want to tell you about our friends over at MyBookie, because today's segment's brought to you by our friends at MyBookie. Guys, if you're still on the hunt for a sportsbook to call home, bet the nonstop action of March Madness with MyBookie. Guys, enter bracket contests for a chance to take home prizes of up to $25,000 or pick from a huge selection of straight bets, props, and odds boosts. Guys, whatever your style, MyBookie makes it easy to play your way and get paid. Guys, and the games start Thursday, so you might want to get on this. Sign up now at mybookie.ag and take advantage of their generous welcome offer to score a massive first deposit bonus of up to $1,000. Guys, all you have to do is claim promo code SECU, but the fun doesn't stop there. Get up-to-the-minute odds, free bets, and expert predictions to help you decide who to put your money on. Guys, the best part about MyBookie, you can bet on anything, anytime, and from anywhere. And again, guys, March Madness getting going this weekend. You know you want to throw some coin around. They've got lines. They've got totals on all of the individual games. College basketball bleeding out the eyeballs. Make sure you're in on the action with our friends at MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code SECU. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SECU to secure your limited time welcome bonus today. Guys, my third and final big question that the Oklahoma Sooners need to answer this spring is this.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to Bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at Bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Year 3 of the Brent Venables era is upcoming. This is a big year, right? Most folks, I think we realize, hey, year 3 is the year where you kind of determine, okay, who are you? What are you as a head coach? Are you going to pop or are you going to flop? Can the Oklahoma defense take the next step in year 3 of Brent Venables? The one thing you cannot do as a head coach, or a coach, any coach for that matter, but especially a head coach, the one thing and the biggest thing that will make a fan base turn on you in a heartbeat, whatever your calling card is, let's say your calling card's offense, for Brent Venables, it's defense. If your calling card, if your best card is a flop, fans are going to start to have some questions. So this is a massive year for the Oklahoma defense and a massive year for Brent Venables. Because at minimum, when you hired Brent Venables, you said to yourself, okay, the defense is going to be elite. Bottom line, The defense is going to be elite. And if you're struggling and all of a sudden the defense isn't very good either, right? Year one took its toll on some folks. You're going to start looking around saying, wait a minute, wait a damn minute. The thing that we thought was a sure thing, it's not even that. What are we really getting out of this guy? I'm not saying Oklahoma's going to make a move or fire Brent Venables. I'm not saying that at all, but it's a big year. It's a big year for Brent Venables. It's a big year in his Oklahoma tenure. And in regards to the defense, this dude was a defensive mastermind at Clemson, led the best defenses in college football. Can the Oklahoma defense, right? You got some of your best pieces back, led by Stutzman in the middle at the linebacker spot. Can they take the next step in year three and be a dominant force? Because especially with Jackson Arnold at quarterback, and there's just going to be new pieces on the offensive line. If Oklahoma's going to surprise, if they're going to make a splash, if they're going to be a sleeper, let's call it, for a college football playoff, the defense has got to take it to the next level and be, I think, what Brent Venables has envisioned that unit being. So again, guys, my three big questions the Sooners need to answer this spring. Number one, is Jackson Arnold ready to lead Oklahoma into life in the SEC? Number two, where do the answers come from on the offensive line? And number three, can the OU defense take the next step in year three of Brent Venables?